This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. India is the world's largest exporter of rice, but the other day India's government banned exports of all non-basmati varieties. This was done after wet weather hurt production, which drove up rice prices there and made general inflation worse. In the U.S., which imports only about a quarter of our rice, there's no shortage, but some buyers who heard the news from India immediately stocked up. Ali Budner reports.
Palraj Karupasamy is the chef and owner of Paper Dosa, a South Indian restaurant in Santa Fe, New Mexico. His menu boasts a variety of curries, uttapams, and dosas, all dishes that rely on rice. Recently, he went to place his normal Sam's Club order of 30 bags to last him a few weeks. That's when he found out about India's rice export ban.
We got some, but we couldn't able to get what we wanted.
He tried other vendors, too, and they were out. Which is weird, Karupasamy says, because he was actually trying to get basmati rice, which is the one variety India spared from the export ban. Still, Karupasamy says he's seeing empty shelves in the rice aisle.
A lot of people are buying it in bulk and saving it.
People see some big market disruption, and they run out and they panic. They think the sky is falling, prices are going to skyrocket, and they might do that in the short run.
William Ridley teaches agricultural and consumer economics at the University of Illinois Urbana-Champaign. He says there isn't evidence of dramatic price increases yet, at least in the U.S. But even if there is a big spike, he says, the rice market will probably settle.
Prices tend to mediate and fall back down to some sort of more stable equilibrium.
But for now, there's one region in the world that will likely be hit hardest by this ban.
Who's really going to suffer from this is Africa.
Jeremy Zwinger is owner and CEO of The Rice Trader, an industry-specific publication. He says some African countries depend heavily on Indian rice imports. So why did India ban some rice exports in the first place? The Indian government says it made the move to tackle inflation that had been driving rice prices way up for Indian consumers.
They've had some food inflation that occurred probably due to the Ukrainian Black Sea volatility.
Another reason, Zwinger says, could be weather.
There's a lot of fear in the market about El Nino in Asia, that the supplies wouldn't be great.
He says the Indian monsoon season has brought more rain than usual so far this year, which is typically good for rice. But in some places, severe flooding has already damaged crops. As for Palraj Karupasamy at his Indian restaurant in New Mexico.
We have like 15 bags now, so I am okay for 2 weeks.
If he runs out after that, he says he can always use rice from somewhere else in the world, including the U.S. His curries might just taste a little different. I'm Ali Budner for Marketplace.